Good morning, people of God. What a beautiful day it is to greet you on this Easter morning. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. And with boldness we proclaim this day. We are an Easter people, though we live in a Good Friday world, filled with its brokenness, shadows, darkness, and death. We stand firm on the rock, Jesus Christ, whom is alive. I invite you to listen with me to this beautiful rendition of the hymn, "In Christ Alone My Strength Is Found."
In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, bursting forth in flood in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands with the precious blood of Christ. Oh, no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Ooh.
I trust that you have been moved like me by that particular hymn of praise. In Christ alone, indeed, our strength is found. Let us unite in prayer. What are we to make of this day, Lord Jesus? The day on which graves are opened, when the dead awaken, when life refuses to be contained. We recognize in this particular celebration this day that nothing is impossible. Hope is never extinguished. And your love, your transforming love, Lord Jesus, is never conquered. We celebrate you today, Jesus, because you have made it clear that death does not have the last say, because you have filled us again with hope and faith. We celebrate you today, Jesus, because you have given us a vision of new possibilities, new realities, and new ways of being. Lord, open our minds to believe what we cannot explain. Open our hearts to hope for what we cannot see. Open our lives to live and to love in the midst of death and despair. O Lord, we pray that resurrection will happen again in us today. For indeed, up from the grave you arose. Amen. Easter people, that is my theme for today. And this is perhaps the most moving and clear statement of the faith of the community to which Easter gave birth. Listen now for the word of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 35, 37, 38, and 39. The Easter faith. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble, pain, or persecution? Can lack of clothes and food, danger to life and limb, the threat of force of arms? No, in all these things we win an overwhelming victory through Jesus, who has proved his love for us. I have become absolutely convinced that neither death nor life, neither messenger of heaven nor monarch of earth, neither what happens today nor what may happen tomorrow, neither a power from on high nor a power from below, nor anything else in God's whole world has any power to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. The worst of the world's powers could hand out had not been able to defeat Jesus Christ. On the contrary, God had made the cross on which they nailed him the final revelation of God's love. The perils and threats of life were still very real, but Christ had taken away their power to dominate human life, to rob them of freedom and meaning and joy. The first Christians renounced the authority of the things which ordinarily control and limit our lives. They witnessed to another authority, another power, the Lordship of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. The power could not hurt anyone. This particular power could not hurt anyone, nor could it protect a person from suffering. It did not seek to dominate or control others. In fact, it made itself vulnerable to others, opening itself to even more pain at their hands. In short, this power could do none of the things which we usually associate with the word power. But consider what love, the power of love, could do. What it did do on Calvary, and what it is still doing in and through the community it created. The Spirit of Christ can take a collection of diverse, basically self-centered human beings and make them a gifted fellowship of people. People who care about each other, and who care about the world. Secondly, it can set them on fire to fight the change and to change the things in our world which dehumanize and deprive people. Thirdly, it can empower them to hang in there when everybody else has given up, and to continue steadfastly in our hope when everything else says no. Easter people, Easter is not just about a resurrection from physical death. It is about the triumph of God's love for us over everything, especially that which threatens to rob our lives of meaning and of joy. Easter is about the power, God's power, in and through Jesus Christ, to live this life victoriously. Just consider with me how this powerful resurrection of Jesus and what it can do for us. Resurrection power turns, firstly, strangers into gifts. How many of us have seen through social media, on the news, reading in papers, the beautiful expressions of gratitude that has been offered to essential workers, especially doctors and medical personnel. We don't know their names, we don't know their backgrounds, but we have a very clear understanding that they leave their families, the securities of their homes, so that they can offer life-giving services to those who are in dire need. I think resurrection power turns strangers into gifts. Secondly, it also turns wounded people into healers. I've been taught so many times over by those who have been abused and wounded, hurt. And I've been taught through their healing that the story doesn't end on Good Friday. Their stories and the stories of many whom we know actually end on Sunday, where victors are no longer victims. Thirdly, resurrection turns self-centered people into servants. And as already alluded to, victims into victors. And lastly, people who seem to have very little, through the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, are turned into wealthy investors. Not in things that money can buy, but gifts from the heart of the Lord Jesus to the hearts of ordinary people, women and men, children and elderly. Gifts that love gives to us, transforming love. I think there's value in the little song of praise that we teach our children. It's love, it's love, it's love that makes the world go round. Witnesses of the cross, witnesses of Christ transforming love. I pray that you, like me, will choose to stand in the strength of Christ, our Lord, the resurrected Jesus, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Christ the Lord is risen. We are an Easter people. In the name of Christ, Amen. I pray that as we conclude, you will be blessed by this beautiful hymn. You shall go out with hope of resurrection. I pray this in the name of Jesus, our Redeemer. Amen.